Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit So Daf Chof in the Art School of Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting the top of Amud Aleph. So we learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, but if someone prepared a lot and he has leftover, he can use it for Shabbos. So the Rav Kahana Brei Rav Chiya Barbo Omar Ubilvan Shelo Yarim. He can't trick the system and say, I'm doing it for Yontif, but his real intention is for Shabbos. But Rav Chaim adds that if he just does a lot, and only portion of it needs for Yom Tov, that is okay. You mean not to cook only for Shabbos, but say it's for Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara and says, Masnisu Devshim Ben Lozer. As Rav Chaim points out, that's what the Pnei Moshe says as well, this is not doesn't belong here, this belongs to Meseches Chala. It says over there, the Issa Saklovim, dough, which is made for dogs, if the Roim, the shepherds, eat from it, so you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Because even if it goes for the dogs, as long as you have something for the shepherds, it's fine. So the Gemara, that goes like a Shimon Lazar. That what? Tani, we have a brice that says, "In oisi mi yomtiv lemoitzi yomtiv." You're not allowed to bake or cook or prepare anything from yomtiv to moitzi yomtiv. Fatani, we learn, "Mimalo isha gdeiru basar." A woman can fill up a pot full of meat, even though she needs only one piece out of it. Kukush shalchami can fill a full urn of water. Even though he's drinking only one cup, because it's all considered to be one melacha. It doesn't matter the quantity of how much thing you have in one pot. But bread, you do only what you need, because every bread you have to prepare it on its own. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to the Gius of Chaim, you don't see Tani because it's part of the Braiso. He says, no, you can even do as many breads as you want, because the bread is better when there's more bread in the oven. So have more bread for the intention of having a little portion for yourself. So here you see that you could have a bread which is meant for dogs, as long as there's a portion for the Adam, it's fine to do it. Torah Shavuno Kadod of Shimon Lozo, he passed on Shimon Lozo that he could do a big thing if something is for the Adam. Torah Shabyochanon Letivari, Rechon Dash to the people that live in Tverio, Kadod of Shimon Lozo, like of Shimon Lozo. Havador Shloin Alocho, he just told him that's the Alocho, but not that he could do it Lamaisa. Meaning, it's like from a learning perspective, we all like him, but we don't say Alocho Lamaisa. For you don't say from the Uvda, they thought they could do it Lamaisa. Is the Bai Memer, some say, Le'uvdo Dorshlon, he really did say he could do Lamaiset. Also, Vishonun Le'ev Dorshlon Alocha. But then he asked him again, he said, no, it's Alocha, it's more in theoretical Alocha, but not Lamaiset. Chosav Dorshlon, then he dashed it again. Ve'loyadin ila Alochi Le'uvdo, they weren't sure what he meant. And the second time, is it Alocha or Alocha Lamaiset? Oma Ababa Bazavdi, Hoyri Abavok, Adot of Shimon Lozor, he brings Alocha Lamaiset like of Shimon Lozor. Now there's another Girs over here in the Yerushalmi. It's not brought down in all the Yerushalmis, but we'll read it because it's brought down in the Art School Oizvahodar edition. The Gemara says, Iruvet of Shilin Kachem, how do you do Iruvet of Shilin? Noitel pas kabeitzo vetav shil kazais. He takes bread, which is the size of a beitzo, and a tav shil size of a kazais. Voim, and he says, Pukato Hashem, Elokim Melchilom, Shekirishon mitzov etzivonu al mitzah seyuf. He does seyuf. Umat nevoimer, and he will continue in saying, "Pedin yes shorab." With this, will be mutter lon lafuye to bake, or levishuli to cook, miyontev lechaveroi from one yontev to another, or miyontev leShabbos, and from yontev to next Shabbos. Li ulemi she soimchim aleiruv azeh, me and anybody who relies on the eruv ad moitzi yontev achor, and until the last day of the yontev, until the last day of yontev, including if you have the chol hamoed, so includes the last day of yontev. To make sure the eruv is kept there until the end of Yom Tov. If he ate it or got lost, let's do another eruv shilin for the next Yom Tov. Going back to the regular gears of the Yerushalmi, he should say, I'm not doing the eruv only for me, but anybody who didn't do an eruv could come and join my eruv. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Arei shelo iruv, he didn't do an eruv. Achem sheiruvu mutarim la'asoyis l'mishaloi. So others that did the eruv, they could do the eruv to shilim using his items. Rezekim shirav zehiru be mezake l'mishaloi. He has to be mezake them his products. Diloi kenim tzaui sim l'mishaloi. If not, it's considered to be that they're doing it on his behalf, and it's aser. Lo iruv ve lo yuvru lo achem. He didn't do an eruv, and nobody else did either eruv. Reb Chaim brings two pshatim that nobody else did either didn't do an eruv at all, or they didn't do an eruv on his behalf. So what could he do? What is the minimum he could do? Ritzikoimer tsoiladogo. He can fry a fish. That's the minimum amount that they allow him to do. Rabchuna Amar Mechamel Chami can also heat up hot water. Shmuel Omar Madlik Lo Saneri can light a candle. Tanya Abchir Mimala Lo Yichovis Shamayim Madlik Lo Saneri said the two things, filling water and lighting a candle. And this is things which are not a big malacha, so you could do it. And the Gemara brings a riot to this, it's a smaller malacha, because it says, there was someone who did a neder that he wants his son to learn Torah, and that son should not be mishamish to his father. So he said, yeah, the neder is chal, but small avodas like filling up water or lighting the candle that you could do for your father. In other words, you see that small malacha is not included in the neder, and it's not included also in the iser the Rabbanan said not doing from Yontif to Shabbos. Rabchia Rabba all olave. So Rabchia comes up to his house. Amulei and Shinon Marvo forgot to do Erev Tashilin. Amulei Nisahoko Talfuchim Nitmal. Do you have beans left from yesterday? Amulein, yeah, there is some beans left. So what? And he said, okay, very good. You rely on that for Erev Tashilin. Hadam Rafilu Min Echot Mashra. Just beans was good enough to do Erev Tashilin. He didn't have to have two meaning, as we mentioned in the Mishnah regarding two Tashilin. Says the Gemara, Isave Behoin Tardin. There was also vegetables with these beans, so there's two Tashilin. Hadom Rav Abi Shein Bim Kazayis Mashi. You don't need to have Kazayis because whatever is left over is usually very little. Second one, no, Isave Bo Shira. There was a Shir. Second one, Hadom Ro Ain't Inot Zuch Latnos. When you make Erev Tashilin, you don't have to say anything because here he's relying on the food, even though he did not do any tonight. He didn't condition this will be Erev Tashilin. So, continues the Gemara and Daf Chafal Fomud Aleph Omav Chizdo Tnai Hayalo Lerbchia Godol. No, Rebchia Godol did have that in mind. He said, if my family forgot to do Erev Tashilin, I'm saying any food left over, I'm going to use that as the Erev Tashilin. And he did do the Tnai. He didn't condition it to be an Erev Tashilin. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Chof.